Hey, it's Nick from 50 Campfires, and this is the episode of The Daily Outdoor that we recorded on April 2nd, 2018. We had the pleasure of speaking with Matthew Hoffman. He's a Californian that started a company called Living Vehicle. It's definitely not a tiny house, and it's definitely not an RV, but it's a hybrid, and it's designed for full-time living. The spaces are beautiful, and he's doing a great job creating something new. Enjoy.
Howdy ho!
That's what you're going with today.
Yeah, that's kind of my vibe. I'm more of
which is from it's a South Park thing, right?
Yeah.
That's an old reference.
Well, I'm getting old.
You know, that shows.
Hey, did you know that tomorrow? Speaking of,
you just let everyone know that you're in your 50s.
Speaking of getting old, did you know that tomorrow is cameraman Jeff's birthday?
Really?
I learned that right before we went live.
What are we all going to do together as a big happy family?
We're going out for
cake.
Cake.
Eat a bunch of cake.
I think we should go out for.
We're gonna go out somewhere for lunch, right, cameraman Jeff?
Sure.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
Huh? Too bad it's not today, because today is also World Party Day.
Why do you do this to me?
Yeah.
What does that
mean? It is for sure.
What does that mean?
You know, that's a good question.
I want you to define. You can't celebrate a holiday. You can't explain it.
Party is one of those words. It's up to everyone to define on their own, right?
Sure.
Some people have a chess party.
What's your definition of party?
You know what my definition of a party is.
So Outdoor Bill wants to know what's wrong with your 50s. Nothing, man.
Nothing's wrong with 50s.
No, I think it's a cool vibe.
Yes,
if
sir.
You missed Clint and I last week, it's because we were traveling through the state of Florida with cameraman Jeff, and we had some awesome adventures.
I loved it. We flew into Orlando, and then we jettisoned.
Oh, I forgot to do my whole Fernando song that was like Orlando.
Yeah, that's
Orlando,
something you've been working on.
Orlando.
Huh. Maybe we could cut that and you could release it as MP3. At least put it on SoundCloud.
A ringtone.
You're going to blow up on SoundCloud.
That's my new ringtone. That sounds like a whore.
It's going to be
Could
amazing.
You imagine how annoyed you'd be if you were in a meeting and all of a sudden Orlando, the song came out?
We hung out on the nature coast in Florida for about a week. And I would go back. I would actually go back.
I would. You know, I was talking to my family about it because we've been to the beaches of Florida and we've kind of done that whole thing. We've seen spring training in Fort Myers, and we've been down to the beaches and all the way down to Miami. That was way different than when I think of Florida. I think of Florida as this kind of overbuilt, you know, big condos along the ocean, big stretches of beaches for as far as you can see. You saw one beach. I saw zero.
Yeah. Well, it's a man-made beach. It's the only beach in the county.
I love that you found the only man-made
county,
beach.
And it is man-made, and it was packed.
Yeah.
It's a great spot for watching the sun go down.
I love the spring-fed Crystal River.
Dude, spring-fed rivers in Florida were like nothing I've ever seen before. I saw pictures of it before we went down there, and I thought it was fake.
Yeah.
I thought they like photoshopped it all up to make it look all aquamarine.
Color was not boosted. No. We realized that when we got there. It looks exactly like that.
But that's not what we had to talk about today, is it?
No, we can get to that later.
Okay, cool. Actually, before we jump into it, what I want to do is I want to make sure that everyone that's watching right now joins the 50 Campfires podcast, because why wouldn't you? So I'm going to post a link right down here below. It's in the comments. Every Daily Outdoor show we do here on Facebook, we convert to a podcast. I actually converted a podcast this morning of one of our campfire sessions.
Oh, sweet.
From this last trip. So we have a music podcast up there as
with
well.
With Mr. Shane Secor.
Yeah.
Secor. He was one of my favorite musicians that we've ever had in camp.
His vibe was cool. It was fun to hang out with him in camp.
And I'll tell you right now, if you are from Minnesota, you should probably listen to the podcast on the way home, because you're going to be in the car for about 2 hours trying to get home after
it is
today.
Snowing. That's correct.
It is coming down like crazy.
All right. So without further ado, we've got a special guest joining us today via California, which is, it's probably not snowing there either. I would guess.
I highly doubt it.
So I'm going to introduce, Matthew Hoffman here. Let's see if I can get him over.
Hey,
Matthew,
hey!
There.
Matthew's here. Hey guys.
Awesome.
What's up, Matthew?
So Matthew, I read a couple stories about him, a few weeks ago. I think he had an article or an interview in Time Magazine or the money section of Time. And like,
wow.
We barely ever get guests like this.
That's
except
fantastic.
For the time we interviewed the president and the first lady. That was pretty good.
That was pretty rad.
No, Matthew's a close second, I would say.
Wow, you guys are kind.
So, Matthew, tell us, where are you right now, first of all?
I'm sitting in Santa Barbara, beautiful, sunny Santa Barbara, California.
So I hate to ask, but what's the temperature there,
it,
Matthew?
Don't punish yourself.
I'm in sandals. Let's see, sandals and shorts today. It's a beautiful day. You know, we choose painful. To live here for a reason. It is painful. You know, someone's got to do it.
Oh, well, you come visit us anytime you want. You can experience the snow and cold here in Minnesota.
I have a very strong particular interest in the work that you guys do at your firm there. I went to a graduate school in Colorado for 4 years and lived in some type of mobile living space most of the time. I lived in a Volkswagen pop-top van for a year, and I lived in a Toyota Huntsman, which
actually leads us to your first question. So Matthew runs a company called Living Vehicle.
Yes, he does.
You love getting ahead.
I get so excited to talk to people, though.
So first of all, what I'd like to start, Matthew, is what's your background? Tell us a little bit about kind of your career path of how you got to where you're at.
Yeah, sure. You mentioned Living Vehicle. That's our latest venture. I'll get to that in just a sec. But I started this company about 8 years ago, and it started as Hoffman Architecture, my last name. And about 8 years ago, I was working just out of college as a good architect would for a firm at a rather boring job that wasn't too fulfilling. So I decided to, you know, become an entrepreneur, throw it in there and see what happened. So as a project, I renovated a travel trailer, an Airstream at the time, and moved into that, thinking that I was going to open an architecture firm. What turned then into a mobile space renovation company. So, you know, about 6 years later, we had designed and built over 300 to 400 small mobile spaces for clients, customers.
That's insane. So people that were looking to have like workspaces or living spaces?
It was everything. Yeah, it is. It's amazing how much and just how many lives we've touched over this small kind of 6 year period of business. And that was, I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, you're designing for customers and you're designing whether it's a business or a mobile hair salon or a guest house, an office space. Just, I mean, it takes all kinds. And it wasn't just trailers. It was buses or vans or just conversions. So,
that's cool.
You know, that's really what started our business. And then about a year and a half ago, you know, the culmination of this idea that we wanted to create something from the ground up. And, you know, we've been in this renovation business for a long time. And we realized that the only way that we can do something, you know, really impact the world and change things for the better is you got to build new and create something completely new. So that's what launched Living Vehicle. And that's a new company that's it just recently launched its flagship product called the Living Vehicle. And it's a space that it's a house, basically. It's a home that's built for complete off-grid full-time use, but it's on wheels.
Wow. So I have to ask, first of all, are you still running the architecture company, or did you give that up and you're now moving on to this?
No, we certainly are. So that's another company that is owned and operated here. And, you know, that's grown, though. You know, we're no longer doing kind of these one-off renovations. We actually sold that part of the company, the manufacturing part, which is still here on site right outside my door here. But we sold it to the employees. And so since we grew, we needed to be able to take on more volume, and now we're getting into business-to-business deals where we're helping other bigger, like RV companies, design their products. So we're now working on a kind of remote manufacturing plant out in Indiana to be able to take on the volume, and you know that's where we're building Living Vehicle, but also Hoffman Architecture. You know, we utilize off-site manufacturing now too.
Indiana has kind of become the hub of kind of mobile living. You know, there's. Are you guys in Fort Wayne or kind of in that area there?
You know, it's kind of by South Bend, Notre Dame. And so kind of it's actually in the heart of Indiana where we have we've partnered with the aluminum trailer company. And we're right kind of in Amish country. I got to say about 70% to 80% of the factory there, very skilled workers that are predominantly Amish and Mennonite.
Cool.
That's fascinating. That's a whole other podcast in itself.
It's amazing. Yeah.
I have to call out here real quick that Sandy is also staying in the heat right now. So Matthew's not the only one that's nice and warm and comfortable.
Right. All lucky folks.
Thank you, Sandy. Thanks for rubbing that in.
I have a lot of questions about the why you're doing the Living Vehicle. But before we do that, can we talk a little bit about the what, which is kind of how that differentiates itself from other kind of smaller footprint mobile vehicles?
Sure, absolutely. Fundamentally, Living Vehicle is designed for full-time use. You know, that's right out of the gate. It's designed for full-time, but it's also designed to be towable, for trailerable, for moving. So it's kind of like a tiny home, but you you're able to move it. It's built out of all lightweight, very lightweight materials, 100% aluminum, very high end in terms of the quality. You know, a lot of innovation that went into this product to allow us to get off grid, to utilize this space where you're not reliant on systems. It's designed to sleep six, and it's really built to last. And it's designed, you know, to be a full-time space for someone's primary residence.
Wow, so six people, so what you're saying is six people can live in the living vehicle full-time?
Correct.
Holy smokes.
That's pretty great.
Might be time to have some more kids, and I'll just buy one of these.
And, so. And how long typically can they stay off-grid?
Well, that all depends. You know, it's primarily based on water. You know, water is one of the resources that we're investing heavily in technology to create our own water. You know, like air conditioners create condensation and you can utilize that. But, you know, right now, until we get to that point, you can stay off grid for up to a month. It all kind of depends on how much water you use. If you're taking daily showers or if you have a resupply of water while you're off grid. The electricity is designed to be perpetual. You know, we have a massive solar array up top. It's predominantly solar powered for the unit. We do have gas, you know, of course, to supplement that. On cloudy days, if you need to, you could run a generator. But, you know, we've taken this sensitivity we've had with, you know, not only designing 300 units for customers in the past, you know, 8 years, but my wife and I, we live and have lived full time. You know, I've lived for the last 10 years. I met my wife, Joanna, 3 years ago, and we live on a boat now. You know, I've lived in trailers and vans and, you know, all sorts of mobile spaces, but it's that awareness which has, you know, kind of allowed us to design this space.
Well, you know, I read an interview with you where you'd called out the kind of the idea of buying a home in Southern California or any of the other places that have a lot of people living in them. The price of real estate's insane.
Oh, it's astronomical.
Started comparing that to the cost of like a living vehicle or, you know, the boat as an example, it starts to make a lot of sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. So what I want to know is, so you live in one, do you have any other success stories of people that are kind of choosing this life of living off the grid and living in one of your vehicles?
Well, in our 10 years of company, we have, you know, hundreds of people that are living in our, you know, renovated products all across the country, you know, and those are success stories, all unique, you know, as the other. Now, Living Vehicle, it's a new company. We are in full production mode. We've delivered just a handful of units to date. People are traveling full time. We got a couple down in San Diego right now that are enjoying their spring break with their family. They just sent us a couple beautiful photos of them just right on the beach, just, you know, beautiful window. It was really, I mean, not 5 minutes ago I saw that photo. You know, we got another customer that's traveling all across the nation. She's got a beautiful Harley, Harley Davidson in the back of her truck. And she's just kind of living this adventurous lifestyle where it's a single gal that's just having a blast doing what she loves.
Right. Hear me? I would love to be able to share some photos here.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's see how I can do this and make it look all right. Oh man, we're gonna have to go full screen once we get done with him. But I've got a handful of pictures and we'll share them on our Facebook page as well of kind of what this looks like to the vehicle. I've got some exterior shots here that are pretty cool. So I guess the question that anyone, at least I would want to know at this point is, what does it cost to buy a living vehicle?
Sure, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so our first model that we're offering is kind of the flagship living vehicle. That's $149,000, and that's available now. You can place an order as configured. It's kind of our high-end market, and those are for delivery starting in June. We're already producing about 15 of those right now, and we've got a couple of those slots available for this year. Once those fill up, they're gone, but we do have another production cycle that's going to start in 2019. And that's a whole new animal. We're also offering reservations for that. And that's going to start at $90,000. And that's going to be a configurable model. And you can design that to your heart's content. And we're going to have that online. And you can place a deposit for that as well to get in line to place that order.
Nice. So I've got a question here from the audience. And the question is, does it use a traditional store and dump system for gray and black water? Or is there a way to recycle and repurpose this?
You know, this is huge. Big fan of, again, investing heavily in kind of this type of technology. You know, before I answer this question, our 10-year goal is to create a vehicle that supports life, that is completely self-sufficient, to where you don't have to hook up to take energy from a grid or from fuel. It's completely self-reliant, and it doesn't, there's no kind of product that goes back into the system. So, you know, there's no waste, you know, there's no byproduct.
That's your 10-year goal, you said?
That's the 10-year goal.
Right,
you know,
and produce retire. Our, it's going to be timed perfectly.
Produce our own, you know, water, produce our, I mean, maybe we can produce our own food. I know it seems like sci-fi right now. So, you know, as we're designing this, you know, amazing, beautiful, functional space that allows people to, you know, to live off grid, you know, there's some systems that, you know, like the gray and black water, we have separate tanks. You know, we can do the traditional stuff where you can, you know, run it through a macerator, you can, you know, hook up, you can pump it out, you know, rainwater, not rainwater collection, but black water diversion, to where you, you know, you store your black water and you can put the gray water into the environment. So there's things that you can do right now that exist. But we're on a very rapid path of evolving the product, and we're investing heavily in those type of kind of applications.
That's so cool. I mean, that's, it's not just awesome. Hey, we made something. And the thing that I love, and I'm going to share these pictures bigger once we kind of have more screen space to do it, is that it's so modern and cool looking.
Like, well, I think that's the first thing that I noticed when I went to the site is. I think I have a certain amount of experience when I go to an RV show and walk through a lot of the vehicles. It seems like a lot of the companies are like stuck in the 90s when you walk through RVs. And I'm like, who prefers this, right. These patterns? Like, I don't understand who wants this.
Someone bought a lot of fabric.
Yeah, a lot of fabric. And yeah. There aren't even really, a lot of them don't even have options that are under modern looking. And yours are striking the way that you guys design them.
Oh, well, thank you so much, guys. You know, I look at that and I see the RV industry as being fundamentally different. You know, I think that's why we called it a living vehicle. You know, we refer to it as an LV. I think fundamentally we're creating a new industry, in a way revitalizing and we're trying to innovate and create a better product for a whole new industry. So it's a real exciting time for us. And I think that we're going to produce some pretty amazing things together.
That's really exciting. So, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, so it sounds like, is it, in addition to it being obviously visually, it's very different. It sounds like the functionality is one of the main goals or one of the main areas that you guys are trying to innovate and change and differentiate yourself from traditional RVs.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, fundamentally designed from the ground up, you know, by folks that not only have the training, you know, collectively, our office space, a lot of our employees are also living this life. You know, we all have the experience you know, on what it means to live in a small space full time. You know, every design decision is so imperative, you know, to really make use of every square inch and to know what it's like to move in a space and to, you know, the stuff that you have to take with you, you know, instead of just giving up everything. You know, I want to live well while I'm on the road. I don't want this to be a compromise. I don't want this to be, you know, it's like, okay, well, I think this is a great idea, but I got to give up all this other stuff. You know, we believe that you can still live a meaningful, wonderful, connected life with, you know, your community. You know, we're not going to be hermits. You know, we're not creating a product to go live in the hills and, you know, distance yourself. You know, while that's great, you know, we want to have the capacity to connect to Wi-Fi.
This isn't a bunker where I can just go hide out for a couple of years and hope no one finds me.
It's great to see that, you know, this product, you can live in society and live a very, you know, wonderful kind of nomadic lifestyle. But still be connected and still, you know, have all those wonderful needs met.
That's
you can
so
still have a couple of people over and entertain in some of those spaces that I was looking at.
Well, some of the spaces, even the outdoor spaces that it creates, it was like, yeah, I can handle this.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, and what you mentioned, outdoor space, in every unit, we have a fold-down deck that's integrated into the unit. It's an 8-foot-wide sliding door that, you know, it's got this deck, this gate deck that folds down and creates an outdoor space. And that's one of the things we're passionate about is when you take your vehicle to a space, a destination, it's your ability to appreciate where you are, to connect with the outdoors. And so, you know, a traditional RV really is kind of a box that you live inside where you spend time inside and don't really spend much time in the indoor-outdoor setting. You know, we believe
right,
in opening.
You're in or you're out.
Exactly. Yeah, we believe open it up, you know, create a space where you can barbecue on the deck or eat outdoors or just make that transition really seamless so that you can appreciate, you know, a sub-freezing temperature while you're still in a beautiful conditioned space, but it's very easy to access and experience the outdoors.
Yeah, well, I mean, any good living space or any good space, and I probably shouldn't tell the architect this, but is one where you can enjoy both the indoor space and the outdoor space kind of equally, regardless of where you are within the environment. And it definitely looks like you're creating that.
And what you said there, regardless of where you are, that's such a key factor about this, because you're living in it full time. You don't get to call it a three-season unit. You know, if you're full time in it and it gets cold, you know, it's below freezing, it gets down to zero, the space still has to function. And we've got some pretty revolutionary stuff that, you know, by design, the unit can function well below, you know, well below freezing.
Well, it would work for us here in Minnesota then, right?
That's what we would have to have.
That's exactly what we'd have to have. Hey, we've got an interesting comment from the audience. We've got Alexis, who said that she wants to buy one and put it in the backyard to be able to have kind of a functional house within a house that could also be taken on the road, which is kind of an interesting idea.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah. Her mom will live in the house. And she lives
Go look on Airbnb or any of the websites. You know, the folks are utilizing stuff like this as guest houses, as, you know, secondary rental spaces that are gaining extra income. You know, it's a pretty wide adaptable use.
That's a really interesting idea to finance. Oh,
you just gave Clint a business idea, which is horrible. That's all he needs is more
ideas. I'll take 10.
Well, what I want to know is if people want to learn more about Living Vehicle and just your business and even the architect, your architect brand in general, where can people go?
You know, it's pretty easy. Go to livingvehicle.com. We got a lot of forums on there. You can also follow us via Facebook or Instagram. You know, just it's all Living Vehicle. It's all the same. So we're all on there. We're very active. We're engaged with our community. So go ahead to any of those media, post a comment, and someone will get right back to you.
Awesome.
Well, awesome.
It was really great to meet you, Matthew. Thank you for taking the time with us. I'm jealous that you're living in one. Mm-hmm. I'm jealous of all the people that are living in one, and I might have to convince my wife over dinner tonight that we should move into a Living Vehicle.
Record and anyone out there, because I want to hear how that goes.
If you want to reach out directly, just shoot us an email at hello@livingvehicle.com, and we'll get back to you.
That is so awesome. Well, Matthew, thank you for your time. Have a great rest of your day. I really hope it rains and snows on you. You're a nice guy.
Oh, you guys are so kind.
This stays warm. So thank you for your time. Have a great rest of your day.
Right on. Take care, guys.
All right. Bye. Oh.
Right?
Dude.
Awesome.
So you know what's really interesting? He talked about the nomad lifestyle and the nomadic lifestyle.
Yeah.
Which is the second time in the last week that we've kind of referenced that when we were with Shane Secor, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. The musician that joined us in Florida, he was living a nomadic lifestyle.
Yep.
Even though he would travel around, live partially out of his vehicle, but then he'd rent a place wherever he liked it. But him and his wife would never buy a bed because they didn't know how to have to go through the effort of selling it or transporting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is,
that's the same situation I was in, which I was kind of referenced at the beginning there. And I would love to go into a lot more of the kind of finer details of living like that. Cause I've done that.
Oh, we know.
When I was living in the Volkswagen van, which was easy for me cause I'm 5'6". Yep. So that's a pretty small space. Everything I was drumming full time, but everything I owned at the time, including my little tiny drum set, was in the van with me. So, and I'm sure as Matthew knows, those spaces are really the way the storage is designed is incredible.
I had no idea that he was designing like kind of redesigning existing spaces, small spaces. It's a cool thing.
There's a tremendous amount of, freedom and that comes with making that conversion. I sold everything I owned at a garage sale and bought that van. And I was in grad school at the time working at, I had a great job. It wasn't like I was forced into it, but that feeling was, I missed that. I miss what that felt like to do that. So I encourage anyone to take that step if they want to do that.
Maybe that's what cameraman Jeff should do to celebrate his birthday is move into a small space and become a nomad.
What do you think, cameraman Jeff, wife and kid into it?
They asked me to do it.
Oh, so, this is perfect. That's what they're getting you for your birthday.
That's right.
I'll be living alone on the driveway.
Yeah. Well, this was awesome. I really enjoyed speaking with him.
That was great.
Again, you can find Living Vehicle all over the internet, social, website, Living Vehicle.
And podcast is easy to find. So it's a great way to pass time in the car if you are doing a commute, which of course you are. We all commute.
Just go to your podcast platform of choice, search for 50 Campfires or Daily Outdoor or any of the above, and you'll find us.
And we will be back on Thursday.
We will. I'm Nick from 50 Campfires.
Clint from 50 Campfires. Have a great week.
See you later.
So what do you think? Are you going to sell everything you own and move into a Living Vehicle? They're super cool, and you have to check out the pictures. You can find him just about anywhere online looking for Living Vehicle. For more tips, tricks, recipes, gear reviews, and more, visit us at 50campfires.com. And don't forget, rate and subscribe to the 50 Campfires Daily Outdoor Podcast. We'll see you next time.